We see that the chait actually was an aid and assistance to enable a person to grow spiritually greater. So therefore, one moment of life is very choshu, because that one moment of life brings the true in the Ahava and rectifies whole life. It's not that this minute itself is so choshu. It's just tomun hidden in this moment is that opportunity to do true in the Ahava. If you stole in that moment from Rav Loza ben Doda, you would have killed the tzaddik yisraelo. You would have killed all those mitzvahs that he was able to turn around. You would have died with the virus. That moment of tshuva that he did turned all his avodas into mitzvahs, and that's the choshev of choshevus of moment. We said have a kasha that you asked. What about somebody who's a vegetable who's never going to do that tshuva? Okay, then there's some kasha on the side to deal with.
I was going to say now this just shifts the discussion to the same thing. That before we're saying you should preserve, this guy's life because maybe he'll keep Shabbos later.
But we won't say that. We never said that.
So
Mr. Brewer says, the Chofetz Chaim says, don't say that.
Yeah, so now I'm saying, instead of that, we're saying, preserve this guy's life so that he might do tshuva one day.
No, it means this moment has in it the potential of a tshuva mi'ava.
Okay.
Saying that the incorrect thought is that we'll keep him alive now so you keep tshuva later, but this moment doesn't have in it the later Shabbos. This moment has in it the ability to mamash masak his whole life. Whether you lose it or not, that's something else. But if you take that moment, you've deprived him of that opportunity. Choshev lahagdish. It's important to just note here. Dvarim elu einum boim elu kadeli shoveres ha'ezer. Everything we're saying is only coming to break the ears a little bit. Hasim lakachi sharei mashmoit rega chayim shel yodi gavua hi v'nizgav agam mehadugroseinu elu. The truth of the matter is that the moment of a life, of a Jewish life, is much, much greater and more elevated and more important than everything we've said here. Yeah, we're just giving examples of why the life is so important, to break the ears a little bit. The one moment of life is infinite. Not lakora, even a vegetable. The life of a vegetable has got no, is unconscious. Their lives are very, very important. I mean, to answer your question, we'll finish the paragraph, but just at this stage, just to. What we said was if a human life is so important because there's a moment of tshuva mi'ava in there, so what about a vegetable who's unconscious? He's not going to do tshuva with that moment. So if I take that moment away, what about the pride of? So he says, we're just bringing you this to try and get you to a point where you can start appreciating how great human life is. But having said all this, we still don't understand one second what a yid's life is worth. Even if Temach was never going to do tshuva mi'ira or mi'ava. Kasher hashkofa zu malave kol yudi b'kol tzad v'shol b'chayev. When this hashkofa escorts a Jew through life, af im yekev lo, even if he's in pain, v'hu yizbil yosurim kashim amorim, and he's suffering terrible suffering. Ha'agosha lama li chayim, that feeling, what I need to live for, lama li chayim, Lord Tavol Reisov Klau will not come into his thoughts at all. Hagosha Shel Katsati Bachai. The Hainu Hagosha Hadikroim. Rechaisa Tam Bachayim. That feeling of depression and there's no reason for me to be alive. Lord Tolin Bemoicha Afilu Recha will not get into his head even for one moment. Amani Chai, if I'm alive, Ein Zois Elev Nash Akosh Bochu Machayoti. That's because the Kosh Boch who's giving me life. He knows exactly how I'm living. And why I'm living. And keep me alive, he's prepared to give up his whole world. Even from my perspective, I'm prepared to give up my life. I don't see any reason for life. I don't see any one reason to carry on living for one second. Yeah, about to jump. But Ulama Kosh Bochu Chofetz Behem, but Kosh Bochu wants me to be alive. What can I do? I don't tell him to be alive, but Hashem must see there's a reason for me to be alive, otherwise, why is he keeping me alive? Yesh lo matara nizgova b'chai. The person has a very elevated goal in life. If he kol chashuva, it's so important. At she'ein seichel inoish yoich lasidim. No human understanding can grasp how important one moment of the Yiddish life is. The kain simcha v'aisha heimli. Therefore, I have enormous simcha and happiness. To be a partner in that unbelievable goal of why I'm alive. To live for Hashem. Even though I don't see any reason to carry on living. For me, Lamaisa, I don't see any reason to carry on living. I have no reason to live. So why are you living? Lishmo. Hashem wants you to be alive, so you live for Hashem. That's the machshava that a person, even in that moment, just pre-suicide, is supposed to walk around. Remember we started the Sefer. The reason why we're in trouble today is Tachas Shel Avodas Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov, because we don't serve Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. We serve Hashem if we walk around for Shvat, black and dark, heavy, miserable. Because we don't appreciate what our lives are. We don't appreciate how much Hashem appreciates our lives. Toiv. Zichrein Elechaim L'mayim Cho Elohim Chaim. Rosh Hashanah we daven for love. For what? L'mayim Cho. For you Hashem. Keep me alive for you, not for me. לפני מספר שנים נפגשתי עם בחור צעיר. Many years I met a young bocher, כבן 18, 18-year-old bocher, שחולה במחלה קשה, והרופאים לא יסים לחייו. He had a terrible disease, and the רופאים had given up on him. לא היה עמוק טיפול רפואי שיכול לתת מענה למחלה הזאת. There was no cure for his disease. Hey, my defoy nachzir lebayis. I wanted him to go home. Kedai sheisayim es chay b'manucha. He was going to live the last few months in comfort. Ulam hayev lo amru noish va'atisa oisel America's refuel batzot abrit. His parents went to bed, gave up his life. They shipped him off to America. Sham ne'ma lehem ki kaimus efshalut lekabolas tipul refuel chadashani. They were told that there's a new refuel. Experimental refuah that they could use. Ashelamot Yosef Makiv b'Yosef, even though it was very very painful treatment. Tomen b'sikul arechas chay ana lechodesh chodshayim, could extend his life by a month or two. That's it. Hayirim ponu legadol b'toyre v'shaloi. They asked the God of b'toyre, Hayim mutal ana laskim letipul. Is it mutal for this boy to undergo the tipul? Is he chayv to get the tipu? Maybe he's chayv. Maybe it's osa. Maybe it's muta. Who hasif lishol shalas doimos benois kaev ze lach shahar mikvachay ki bekol apratim hayir araf kira kana ba'atma yech lachli. After going to the whole sugya properly, the rov said that it's up to him to decide. Means he can choose. Means it's not osa to do the tipu and it's not chayv to do the tipu. Not chayv too, but at the same time. He's not chai, he's not obligated to do the tipul. But at the same time, it's permissible if he wants to, but he has to decide whether to do it or not. It's his choice.
He might be chai to not commit suicide.
No, they asked the shada, is this tipul available that will extend his life by a month or two? An excruciatingly painful tipul. Does he have an obligation to do it? And the Rav said he has an obligation to do it. All the Rav said, no, it's also for him to do it. The Rav said it's not also for him to do it, and it's also he's not chayv to do it. He has to choose. He wants to do it, he can do it. He doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to do it. Either way. Hana pikesh asaych chemi beyichidut. The boy asked to speak to me privately. The kachusha. And he asked. Nimsa li ki atipul osu la'arich ef yamei chay b'choy l'shevot shay. It's been explained to me that the tipul will extend my life for a month or two. Velachartayin lekablo et tolubi, and the decision whether to do the tipul or not is all on me. Shalti hi ma arviach mechodesh echad shel chayim. He asked me, what am I going to get from one more month of life? Kasher bezman ze ani mityaseh ve'einenu musugel litrakez yoyti mechamesh dakot ritzufes. And not just another month of quality life, so I'm going to be able to sit and learn for a month. Fine, that I understand. I'm getting so much pain, I'm going to be able to concentrate for more than 5 minutes. Mishpachti omeres la'abed et yikirim. My family is about to lose their yikiram.
Their beloved.
Their beloved, yeah? Me, basically, the son, yeah? V'itochen ki amara mityaseh shili rak yachbid aleim bo'oid chodesh nosef. And all I'm going to do is give them another month to me. Vim kei, malalasa, is what am I supposed to do? Some bochus to that prince of Mata asked the shala, it appeared to come out of it. So what did you tell this guy? You ready to do some chaplain work in the hospital? What do you tell this guy? I mean, I just walk out the room, man. I mean, what do you do? Reishi samati lo bebiru kivada ein hu metzapa ki ani achia avuroi b'shayla kashe. First of all, I explained to him, I'm not here to make this decision for you. I ain't going to be helping you to make this decision. The decision is yours. Hadova yochid shebeshuzetzol la'aseisu. The one thing that I can do though, rak lasbi lo mahu achas l'chodesh b'chayadam. What I can do is explain to you what the value of 1 month of life is. That I can do to you. But there's information, you're going to have to make a decision. Im yavin nechoina es hameta yubayodav kelim leutim lahachlit achlata shekula brurav yoytav. Once you understand and you have this information, you'll be in a much better position to make the decision of whether to undergo the treatment or not. Sochachti imoy aladvorim deliyav. I spoke to about what we've been learning about. Ve'izbati loy ma'akosh bochum muchan letet avur rega echad shel chayivi. And I explained to him what Kosh Baruch Hu is there to do in order that there should be one moment of Jewish life. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kol HaNeshama Te'alel Ko. V'dash Lo Kachazal, Shall Kol Neshima V'Neshima Te'alel Ko. It says, Kol HaNeshama Te'alel Ko, every Neshama should praise God. Chazal Dash and Neshima, Neshama, it can also mean Neshima. It means with every breath you should praise God. Every breath is an opportunity to celebrate. Have a omer shekol neshimas chaim yeshbo kedel tet shvach v'halal l'bayroya. Every breath a Jew takes, he's able with that breath to give shvach v'halal l'bayroya. That's why Chazal made in 3 times in Shmona Esrei, 3 times a day we say moedim. That's where you thank Hashem for every breath. You can't walk around going thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you the whole day. You don't have time for anything else. The Torah time explained, that's what Chazal instituted into the Shemoneh Esrei, Moedim. For Moedim you say thank you for all the breaths you had from Shachris to Mincha. At Ma'ariv you say thank you for all the breaths you had from Mincha to Ma'ariv. The Torah time is a beautiful pshat. Kol neshima nesenet kevyoch kosh bocha inyonim ba'alei mashmois she'en shel sharem. Every breath that a Yid takes gives to a kosh bocha things that we can't even begin to understand. V'kach amati lo, and so I said to this bocha, you see what Kosh Baruch Hu is prepared to give in order to keep your life for 1 moment? If you choose to take this tipul, that every moment you live undergoing this tipul, every moment is a moment of Avos Hashem. Because of this, you yourself have no reason to carry on living. Your life is going to be one suffering after the next, yeah? And you know you're not going to live more than a month. At the end of the month, you're going to die anyway. It's not going to keep you alive. You can keep you alive for a month of hell. So but said here, you have no reason to stay alive. And your family and everybody around you is going to be suffering, kids aren't even more than you, yeah? Only the one that's going to get anything here is a Kosh Baruch Hu. He's going to have you alive for 1 more month. Hurray, what's your life? Because you're still going to be alive. Hachlat zu mashmusahi. What is this decision? Lo ichpat li ma'um mitzanoisi apratim. I don't care about my own personal issues here. Ubilvat shel Kosh Baruch Hu ye yudi shiyichud oid chodesh shalom. Shiyichud, sorry, oid chodesh shalom. What really matters there is that a Kosh Baruch Hu is going to have one of his kinderlach living for another month. Why is that important to him? We don't really understand. But we see it's very important to him. He's going to create the whole world just to keep one year alive for 1 month. There's going to be an incredible declaration, an announcement, a chroza of the enormous imunah and the kedusha of your chayim, which will be an incredible schusim, a big kiddush Hashem. Habachul shakol es advarim va'achin tekal es atipul. This bocher accepted for himself, understood, and went into the tipul. V'ro zeh pela. Listen to the wondrous thing that happened. Harefi midamu lirot keitzel amuchu oivav kol hatkufa kasher. The Raifim were mamash blown away how this bocha was going to withstand and go through this difficult period. Because yich nosucha panov, at she'ovim shoyloti ma siti lo shehu kol kach mechayech. He was so happy this whole period. He went through this whole period with such simcha that his father even asked, "What did you tell him that he's walking around with a big smile the whole day?" Hashavti lo ki asiti muma, lo asiti muma, I didn't say anything. Milvad ha'uvda. All I gave him was the ability to understand how important his life is. That's all. When a person gets into his kishkut, the mamash draws it into him that his life is so important that Kosh Boch is prepared to give up everything, all his plans, his whole world, just that he should stay alive. And Vayloi Adam, Sameach Lipu Chelek Meshim Menalazot. The Meshiva Nalazim. Prince Pillar, look, he's so happy that he's able to live a different life. Who magish ki hu naas a shutu b'tzuze, you become a partner with Hashem in the whole. Tachlis habriya, she yitzir in his gov, shaloy lo molen. That's the bottom line at the end of the day of what makes something worthwhile, is that it's an understanding that Akash Bochu wants this, and this is what Akash Bochu wants, and even though for me it makes no sense, this is Leman Chelakim, I'm living for you, Hashem, I'm not living for me anymore, my life's not worth living anymore. My life is dedicated to you. That's some darga.
If the Ikka is significant, just that he is alive, not necessarily what he's doing with his life, then why not just put him in the coma for that night, so you'll be alive and just not suffering?
Because you see, Akash Bochu wants him to go through the tipple. The only thing that can keep him alive is this tipple.
Yeah, so I'm saying, give him his treatment, whatever it is. But
yeah, you're right. Once again, it's hard to know the exact. Maybe he could. The medical.
Or there's also significance to actually doing something with.
No, once again, there's state, there's levels, of course. Just the pure vegetative state has an enormous value, or whatever. But we see there's a thing called 613 mitzvahs as well. And each mitzvah is enormous koyach or whatever. But there's a mitzvah here that we say overrides all the mitzvahs, and that's the mitzvah to live for Hashem. That's a very powerful mitzvah. How can you ever live for Hashem when you're incapable of doing anything else? That was the vort he told his father. As long as you're living and you're learning and you're doing learning lishma and you're learning because you're marrying with your children and you're going there and you're doing this and you're doing this mitzvah and you're doing this chesed and this soccer and you're mikachayliming and you're doing all advanced, so then you're living for the mitzvahs. When all that stops and you plunk nothing left to live for, there's something left to live for. The man chaylokim, for you Hashem, I'm living. It's very hard for us in the active stages of our lives when we're so busy to even to get a musag of this, to even internalize the lesson at least, to try in all our busyness and in all our lives to try and understand, you know, carve a moment of just life lishmo, you know. Take 1 minute of your day and just do nothing and just live that moment lishmo. You know? Give that life just yara, Hashem, doing nothing yara. Once again, we don't say that it's enough that you don't do nothing. It means in a situation, you know, there's two aspects. But of course, we need both. We said in the Shema, I mean, it's a very poshut limud from Shema. Gemara asks, why do we say Vahafta before we say Vahayim Shema? You know, there's three paragraphs of Shema. So why do we say Vahafta Hashem Lakecha v'chol levav v'chol molevecha v'chol nafshecha first? Yeah, you've got to give up your life, your money, everything you've got to give up for Hashem, Havas Hashem. And then we discuss V'hayon Shema, which is Kabul all mitzvahs. You have to do all the mitzvahs. Yeah? New Balchuva comes in off the street. What do you tell him? First, you tell him, listen, my boy, you've got to give up your life for Hashem. Then you teach him about Shabbat, and you teach him about Yom Tov, and you teach him all the mitzvahs. That's not the way you should do it. You should do it the other way around. First, you should teach him the mitzvahs and give him a bit of Shabbos or whatever. And then, you know, when the guy's bought in, he said, by the way, we just forgot to mention, you know, the small print here, you know, you got to give up your life, you know. Okay, the guy's already bought in. So you see, the Gemara says, no, you first have to makabal or malchus shamayim. First, you have to accept the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu's the boss. When you've accepted he's the boss and it's all from him, now you can start doing the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs without makabal or malchus shamayim, what is it? That's some religion. That's ritual. You know, you do the little funny little ritual things. You know, you take a lemon and you shake it and you're going, what are you doing here? Why are you doing that? Where's the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? That's what's going to be a relationship. Hashem, I love you. And there. Now go do the mitzvahs. Obviously, we don't potter ourselves from doing the mitzvahs because I love Hashem, it's enough. You love Hashem? You really love him? Let's see. Let's see how you serve him. So we need both. There's no question. The essence relationship and the performance relationship, we need both. Horaya, we're both paragraphs of Shema. If you leave out one, it's not so posh that you said a proper Shema. But the Ikka is to start with understanding that there's a very deep relationship here. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us and loves us and cares for us.
Paradoxical.
It's not, it's schizophrenical.
Yeah.
The whole of Yiddishkeit is schizophrenic, and I'll tell you why. Your existence is schizophrenic. Because you're an infinite neshama stuck in a finite piece of steak. You show me something more contradictory and schizophrenic than that. Our whole existence, the beginning of the Bria, the Tzimtzum, the beginning of the Bria, Breishis, is the most inbuilt paradox and contradiction that you could ever find. Because you have an infinite oneness called the Kodesh Baruch Hu, called the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, which doesn't allow you and me to exist. And at the same time that Akash Boko's presence is there, and if you see, that's the biggest fear of them all. The moment the Yesh Me'ayin, the Yesh Me'ayin is, we can't begin to understand it. Not Shaykh to understand it.
We're not meant to.
The beginning of wisdom starts when you understand, okay, that it's impossible. Yitzchak is Keitzchai. He lives while he's dead. That's his name. His name is Keitzchai. He lives while he's dead. That the whole Jewish people, where does Jewish life start? Is where life ends. That's our lives. We start living after we die. That's the real world. This is the little fantasy you set up here that Akash Baruch Hu gave us in order to earn what you really want is that kesher with it.
Whatever that means.
Lahanus mizik shchinosim. Whatever that means, we can't appreciate. I'm Laura. Now I ever saw it. No Navi ever saw what's waiting for us. The great says even the Malachim can't understand it. No, we have no shodding. We do. In the world of Moshul, we do. We know what a moment of spiritual pleasure is. We know what an aesthetic, beautiful spiritual moment feels like. But it says all the pleasure of this world that ever was and ever will be, all the pleasure doesn't come up to 1 minute of pleasure. Good, so you have a taste of that. That's going to be some real party. Some real pleasure waiting for us. We have to anticipate it for Simcha.
Yeah.
We don't really believe we even have a chelik in Alamaba. No, we believe there's Alamaba, whatever. We just believe that we're so bad that Akash Boch, we can't imagine that we're going to just be there with ecstasy and just baking in the shchina. The shchina even wants to do anything with me because our self-esteem is this low. We walk around miserable because we don't believe that Akash Boch loves us so much.
I don't believe we can be punished by anything.
We get punished. The Kreis of the Ikka. One of the 13 Yud Gimel Ikarim is that there's reward and punishment. Okay. And you know why there has to be reward and punishment? Do you know what a lack of reward and punishment is called?
Yeah.
Indifference. I mean, the Kreis Baruch Hu is indifference. There's nothing worse for a child than a father who stops disciplining his child. I don't hit you anymore, I don't give you prize anymore, I don't do anything to you, just do whatever you want. That's the greatest negation of a relationship and difference. Schaba Einesh means I love you and I care for you, and I'm continually correcting you and giving you exactly what you need in order so you should achieve your goals.
Fine, but then there's a difference when the child is retarded, and you don't hear the child is retarded when they do.
And Achinami! Good! That's honest! You're only going to get punished for this in Jebuchiria. What you didn't have Bechira for, you can't get punished for, because that's honest, Rachman Apartheid. But the things in Bechira for you, you're going to have to pay for those.
Whatever your Bechira is.
You don't have to convince me. I got beaten up and thrown out of whatever for tithing that. You only chai for what you had Bechira, what you didn't have Bechira. But what you had Bechira in, that you're fully responsible for. They said Baruch Loza when he died, his wife put him in the attic because the Romans didn't want to find him, whatever, and she was worried that he would start rotting, whatever, and but he did it. He stayed intact all the time. And she went up one day and she saw a worm coming out of his ear. So she thought that he was beginning the rotting process, and he had a panic. And he came to her in a dream that night and said, "You don't have to worry, I'm not rotting. It's just that my Ikka Bechira, my Ikka thing, that Nakud of who I really was covered at Torah. And I once heard someone with Vaza Talmud Chochem, and I didn't do enough to protest. So that's why it's my ear that's rotting. But the rest of my goof is 100% intact because in those areas that wasn't my nakuda. But the nakuda that you chayef for, there's nothing to protect it. That thing, as Ramon HaChamel explains, that thing that you came in this world mamash to do, that nekudas achayim, your unique purpose, right? That protects everything else. That's a preservative for all the other things. Say you didn't daven so well, you didn't do so whatever, but the thing you're supposed to do will protect that, and like it acts as a preservative. But that thing itself is no preservative.
Mm-hmm.
Your ear's going to start rotting. Because your ear was the thing you came in this world. You came in this world for kavod atayim. That was your thing. So that thing has nothing to protect it. But that thing protects everything else. I mean, the whole goof doesn't rot. But the ear rots. Why? Because there's nothing to protect. There was a little chink in kavod atayim, which is what he was in the world to bring into the world. That was his unique tafkid. So that's going to rot. That means, in our conversation, everything else you're on, don't worry about. But the thing you came into this world to do, you better make sure you do, because if not, you get cut for it. Because until you do it, that letter is missing from the Sefer Torah, and the whole of Klal Yisrael is possible. So you better make sure that you get into the Sefer Torah and get into the right place. Because even if you're there, you're standing in the wrong seat. You sit in the wrong guy's seat, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Because Baruch Hu's crown is every yid, every diamond in that crown is a yid, and all those diamonds are not there. The crown's not shalom. Because Baruch Hu's throne is not shalom. So each yid has a big responsibility to make sure that he comes to the party. Otherwise, the whole of Klal Yisrael doesn't come to the party. It's not that there's a party with one guy missing. In this business, it's all or nothing. Every yid comes home. Before Mashiach comes, every Jew's going to do tshuva. Yes, no, no. No. We have a choice. Akash Baruch Hu says, if they want to do tshuva mi'adah, then I'll bring over them a harsh king worse than Haman, who will make them do tshuva. Well, that tshuva beats and tshuva, it's hard to understand. I mean, that sounds like the tshuva mi'adah. But once we've done Tshuva Mi'ira, then the harsh king will go away. Mashiach will come, then we'll do Tshuva Mi'ava, right? But try to Tshuva Mi'ava now, because if you chaper on now, the rewards are much bigger. The reward's massive. Somebody does Tshuva Mi'ava today, like never before, because it's so dark and there's so many reasons not to do Tshuva Mi'ava, that somebody gets this kekshah of going with Hashem. It's all I've ever been screaming at you guys. Just be Avram Avinu's, okay? That's why she was called Or Avram. Just be an Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had nobody. He just found Hashem and he just clinged to Hashem no matter what the world was saying. The whole world was saying he's wrong, whatever. He picked himself up by his own bootstraps, okay? And mamash cleaved to Hashem. That's it. There's nothing else out there, guys. Nothing else out there, I'm telling you. There's no Haredi world, and there's no this world, and there's no this world, and that world, and inner world, and Una world, and whatever. There's you and Akash Baruch Hu. That's all. You're right, there's things that facilitate it. You've got to live somewhere, you've got to send your kids to school somewhere and whatever, but all those things and all those challenges and all those problems, it's all just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the struggle of this generation. And Hashem makes it impossibly difficult. You can't miss there with Chinuch, and you can't miss there with Panos, and you can't miss there with anything today. There's nothing you miss there with. Nothing works. You get HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your side, suddenly things start happening. You can't be here. That's the avoider. That's the avoider. Is nothing. Eilal Mili Smoich, that's the commission in Soita, the 15 signs of what the pre-messianic period will look like. The last of the 15 things is Eilal Mili Smoich, Rakavina Shiva Shemaim. You have no one to rely on. You can't even get a Gemach today without protection. If anyone doesn't understand the contradiction in that one, today, just to get a Gemach, you need protection. You know, we live in such an Eilal Mashiach, it's unbelievable. So you have to find a Shem. So he does it that way because without Hashem you can't manage. So Hashem makes it in such a way that you have to find it. And you see the difference. You see the difference of people that understand this and people that don't. I'm doing it in the full world. It's a different existence, a different world. The only place you can really find it today is in the yeshivas. You can't find it outside the yeshivas today. It's not shy. Almost impossible. You'll find balabatim out there that have got it, but they either got it in yeshivas or they're still in yeshiva a little bit, or they're supporting yeshivas, they're shaykhs. Some shaykhs to yeshivas, without a shaykhs to yeshiva, it's not shaykh. Yechlam, not shaykh. Yeah, that's enough of a response.